Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know another fellow one time, he was traveling all around and he was flying to minister to people. He's flying first class all the time. And somebody wanted to argue about that. They said, you know, you could save so much money by just riding back in the coach like I do. And the fellow said, who's going to minister to the people up in first class? Not you. Right? There's so much wrong thinking in these areas. But, you know, you got to ask yourself sometimes, if I'm not paying the bill, why would I care? Right? I mean, why would I be so worked up about it? If I'm not paying the bill, you're judging them for something you don't even know how they got that way. What if somebody came up to them and said, I want to pay your airfare? Didn't cost them a dime. That kind of stuff's happened to me all the time. A lot of stuff I have, it's very expensive. It's very nice, but it costs me nothing. Why would it be wrong for me to have it? I've actually had people tell me, almost use these words, that that was too good for me. Because I'm a preacher. Well, in that case, I guess I should have been an outlaw. Then I could have really had a lot of stuff and nobody would have said nothing about it. Right? And you know, there's a lot of people, I've talked to them. I have sat across tables and talked to people who've got a call on their life and they won't answer it because they believe they have to be broke to serve God. They have aspirations. They want to be powerful financially and they've been running from the call for decades. I'm thinking of specific people. They won't obey the call. They won't. Why? Because they believe that they will never have anything if they go into the ministry. And it's not in the Bible. It's men's thinking. Wrong thinking. Riches and glory. Everybody say it out loud. Riches and glory. Do you see it? Riches and glory. Go to Isaiah 61, please. I'm working up towards something. Can you stay with me a little bit tonight? I understand some things you can't do in 10 minutes. You know, just... Isaiah 61. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
He starts out by talking about the Spirit of the Lord is on me. Whoo, glory. Because He's anointed me. And then He talks about He sent me. Everybody say sent.
Yes.
Sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Sent me to preach liberty to the captive. Sent me to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And he goes on down in verse 6. He says, you shall be named the priests of the Lord. We saw that in Revelation, didn't we? Our God has made us. Jesus has made us unto our God. Kings and priests. You'll be named the priest of the Lord. Men will call you the ministers of our God. And you shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. And in their glory, you'll boast yourselves. Glory and riches. How many understand this? Let's get real basic. How many understand it's more glory to the Lord and His Word and His things for us to be in here tonight than by the side of the road?
Amen.
And I'm yelling because you can't hear me, you know, across the ditch. Now, if that's where you are, that's where you are. But how many believe God could bring you up to a higher place?
Amen.
So that everything you have and everything you do, everything about you bespeaks excellence.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
How many understand that you and I are ambassadors for the Lord?
Right,
we are His representatives.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
When Phyllis and I go to meetings with business people in town or other ministers or in other meetings, how many think we ought to walk in with cutoffs and raggedy shirt and holes in our sandals and pull up in the most wore out car that you've ever seen? Who do we represent? We represent you. We represent Faith Life Church. We represent the kingdom from Branson. We represent, most of all, the Lord Jesus Christ. Right? Somebody said, well, I don't have much money. Well, the widow didn't either. But she represented, didn't she? Why? If you're doing the best you can with what you have, the Lord looks at your heart. And the Bible said in 2 Corinthians, he said, it's accepted. Your offerings and your giving is accepted, not according to what a man doesn't have, but according to what you have. You know, we grew up in Mississippi. We had plenty to eat, but we didn't have a lot of stuff. And sometimes our clothes weren't, you know, it wouldn't have been the most fashionable thing. But I assure you this, it had a crease in it that you could part your hair with. And it was clean. Did you hear me? You're doing the best. How many understand there's no excuse to be dirty? You can take some sand and find a mud hole. Or go down to the creek, right? And get clean. If you want to. If you make just a little bit of effort, you can have what you have in the best condition. If you're believing for a new car, that's great. But you don't let your old one go without a wash job for 6 months. Did you hear me? You do the best you can with what you have. You keep your stuff up to the best level that you know. How many believe this church? We ought not let it just get dirty and filthy. It ought not stink when you go in the bathrooms and everything's overgrown. And we say, we saved X amount, $1,000 last year on cleaning products we didn't buy. And on maintenance, aren't you proud of me? So now what are we going to do with that money we saved? So the Lord never sees this money that people are supposed to be saving for Him.
Amen.
No. We should do the very best we can right now. There's other folk that's bigger than us, and there's other folk that got more money than us, and other churches that got more money. But the widow did better than everybody there, because she gave 100% of what she had. And that's not just money, that's your heart, that's your effort, that's your desire. So nobody can outdo us if we put our heart and mind to it.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And everybody could be the same, could be on the same level if you're willing to do the best. The best within your reach. The best within your control. The best. Right? We have to ascertain in our heart and by the Holy Ghost, what's the best we can do right now? Where are we at? But how many are believing we won't stay there? We'll come up to where our best is much better.
Yeah.
Right? And we just keep going up and up. And how many believe we should aspire to do the very best that's available in the planet?
Yeah.
Right? How many of these people in the kingdom, there ought to be somebody who keeps growing and keeps getting to the place where they can do the best money can buy.
Yeah.
The best that is in the earth.
Yeah.
And how many believe that nothing less, if you're able to do it, would be what you should do for the kingdom of God. Is he worthy of the best? All the honor, all the glory, all the riches belong to him. He said, you'll eat the riches of the Gentiles. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
That means so be it. And in their glory, you'll boast yourself. There's a lot more here, but I won't take time to get into it. Go please to the Exodus. The 28th chapter. Let's begin to get into something else here. This is so big. I mean, I think I could stay here all night with you on this. But we won't do that unless the Lord says so. In Exodus 28th chapter. How many know you can disagree without being disagreeable? Huh? You say, well, I don't believe in all that prosperity stuff like y'all preach over there. You just smile and say, okay. All right, fine. We still love you. You believe in Jesus, don't you? Oh, yeah, yeah. Me too. We're going to heaven, right?
Right.
Yeah, good, great. Don't have to fuss. Don't have to fight. Don't have to be mean. Don't have to be sharp. Don't have to be harsh.
Amen.
Right?
Right?
Be nice.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, be nice.
Be nice.
Be nice. That's all the time. Exodus 28, and I should read this to you from the Amplified. We're talking about what kind of God we serve. What is His will? In Exodus, the 28th chapter, something interesting here. We read how the Lord gave instructions about how the house should be. We're talking about the glory of God's house. But look at this. Exodus 28. The Lord said, from among the Israelites, take your brother, talking to Moses, Aaron, and his sons with him, that he may minister to me in the priest's office. Even Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, Ithamar, Aaron's sons. And you shall make for Aaron, your brother, sacred garments for honor and for beauty. For what?
Honor and beauty.
Now, what are we talking about? Are we talking about clothes?
Yes.
We're talking about clothes, right?
Yes.
That the preachers are going to wear.
Yes.
Some of you laughing already. We're not going to ask you to buy us a pair of socks, okay? Just relax. We've already received the offering. My church takes good care of me.
Amen.
Don't you worry about that.
Amen.
We're talking about the Bible now.
Yes, that's right.
He said, you are to make them clothes, garments, for what? Two things. For honor, that same word's translated glory. For honor or glory. And for what?
Beauty,
they're supposed to be beautiful. You know, a lot of, I won't say a lot of people, some people that preach a twisted message about women, they misinterpret, misapply scripture over in Timothy and in 1 Peter, where it talks about that the women are to be adorned in modest apparel. Does anybody know what modest means? It's not the same as ugly. Right? I think a lot of people thought that that meant the women are to be adorned in ugly apparel. Look it up. It's not in the Greek. It's not in the English. Not ugly apparel. What?
Modest.
I mean, let's be sensible. What does modest mean? Not too high cut, not too low, not too tight, not too thin, but should it be pretty?
Yeah.
Could it be attractive?
Yeah.
Could it be rich?
Yeah.
Stuff?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Glory of God's House, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R625. That's R625, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.